This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. She was on my show back in September. We're talking about InvestView, Inc., the trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol INVU. Their stock is a tad bit under 2 cents a share, if you will, a market cap around $42 million. And their revenues were over $15 million as of September 30th, 2018. One of the few companies that have been on my show that have that kind of revenues. Companies grossly undervalued. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol INVU. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have her, is the Chief Operating Officer, Annette Rayner. Annette, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. I really appreciate it.
November 15th.
Very exciting.
No, absolutely. Good to have you on the show. November 15th, you guys put out your quarterly filing. Bring my listeners and myself up to date. What makes it so special?
Well, it was so exciting because it is a profitable quarter for us. And we started this fiscal year saying that, you know, our billings, our gross billings are up, our revenues are up, but we really need to reach the point where we are reporting profit. So here we have not only stellar growth. I mean, our gross billings represent, I think it's 190% increase compared to the same period last year. And that's a 6-month period ending September 30th.
Right.
But the quarter itself posted a profit. Now, you would think that we were all just so excited, but the truth is it was a lot of work. And, you know, we're tentative because it's not about one quarter for us. It really is about taking the strategic steps that we need so that we can have consistent, profitable quarters. And that is yet to be determined. So we're working real hard with that focus in mind. So while we are excited about our most recent quarter, we're really very, very focused on the future and where we're going and how we can ensure, because we don't think it's going to be that straight ride, right? It'll be a step forward, a step back at times. But this showed us that with everyone focused on profitability, that we can do it.
You know, let's stay with that word focus. You guys are really focused on the European market. Tell my listeners, and especially my new listeners, how do you guys make your money and what industry you guys are really concentrating on?
So InvestU owns a number of subsidiaries, and by far our largest subsidiary is Kuvera. Kuvera is a subscription-based service that provides individuals, self-directed individuals, with education on personal finance, debt reduction, managing budgets, as well as trading the global markets, whether it's the U.S. equity market, Forex, and even cryptocurrencies. So our objective is to provide access to education and information that an individual can learn for themselves so that they could participate, if they choose, in any of these markets. We have found that beyond the borders of the U.S., the European market, as well as Latin America, is very motivated to learn and to take control of their personal finances. We suspect that it may be due to the fact that in the United States, we are one of the wealthiest nations. Our per capita income is by far one of the strongest. So we don't see that same motivation within the U.S. that we see in some other regions. It's exciting for us because, well, you know, we've spent our careers not only in the financial sector, but in educating individuals. And we believe that the real power in personal finance is not just blindly handing your money over to somebody else, but having the information so that you can make decisions for your money that is appropriate to you as an individual. So our fastest growing area right now happens to be France. We're very excited about that. I spent the whole week with the French team last week, as a matter of fact. And we plan to launch Cuvera France the first 2 weeks of January. That's currently the schedule for that, which is very exciting.
You know, last time you were on my show, we talked just a little bit about cryptocurrency, the crypto space. I've heard through the grapevine you guys are getting ready to launch something about Bitcoin mining. Educate myself. What is Bitcoin mining?
So all cryptocurrencies rely on a technology that is, and it was structured this way, so that it is independent of any central regulatory body. So every transaction has to be verified. And ideally, each transaction is verified by multiple independent parties. So in this manner, when you verify, you are what they call a miner. A miner has equipment that is consistently mining, running algorithms to verify transactions. These are all anonymous, but if I have 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 verifications, then we know that this is a valid transaction. It's not fraudulent, and there's an anonymity there that is preferential to people who operate in the cryptocurrency space. So for cryptocurrency to grow, you need miners. And our ability to offer individuals the ability to buy the hardware to mine, we think is important, right? Because ultimately, if individuals don't participate in a market, then markets become controlled by large, wealthy bodies or organizations who can afford to put all of the equipment in, own it, and control the mining. Cryptocurrency really is about this very large network of independent parties participating. So we are certainly excited because we offered, we announced Ethereum mining last year, Bitcoin mining this year, and we are soon to have a new announcement on Bitcoin mining coming out in the next couple of weeks. The challenge that we have, though, is that cryptocurrency is going through a drawdown right now that we have not seen in a couple of years. And the last time it went through this, it was depressed for actually 3 years before it started to grow again. As a matter of fact, our Ethereum mining was paused until such time that it becomes profitable again because the demand for verifications are down. So the challenge that I believe that is there is everyone loves participating. Like last year, it was a feverish pitch to participate in mining. Right? Because cryptocurrency was flying, it was at its highs. And it always amazes me that at the top of the market, everyone is fighting to get in. But when you're at the bottom of the market, they are afraid to participate.
That's true.
And I can certainly understand that. But we all know that it's participation when the market is depressed that really is the best way to participate, right? You don't want to buy at the highs. You want to buy at the lows. But buying at lows or even participating as a miner when the market is depressed is a scary proposition. But it carries with it, I believe, you know, the most probability for profitability when you get in at those lows. I think it was Warren Buffett who said, you know, the time to buy is when there's blood in the street.
That's true.
Not many people have the courage to do that. I view this where we are right now, I personally view it as an opportunity. Getting in at the top of the market is nice. You know that you're participating in something that has a future and is growing, but the real potential for growth is when the market takes a hit and you can get in at lows. And that's what we're looking at now.
You've been listening to Annette Rayner. She is the Chief Operating Officer of InvestView, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol INVU. Personal financial stability and the importance of every individual, regardless a country of citizenship. That being said, my real question is, if you was to compare your company, how would you compare it to the financial companies in America? Would it be a Charles Schwab? Would it be a Scottsdale? If you could answer that, because I'm trying to wrap around how big your company is internationally if it was, you know, here in the States.
So Kuvera, the wholly owned subsidiary, the provider of the education, is probably best compared to, and they wouldn't have all of our products. They would only compete, let's say, against one of our products.
Right.
But any of the financial news services that you would pay for research and information. If you had a Cramer subscription,
right,
or a Botticelli Research, something to that effect.
Motley Fool.
It's the ability. Exactly. It's the ability to pay for information that is not tainted. In other words, we're not paid by any brokerage firm to, you know, cover any particular stock or company. This is really about the individual, giving them education and information that they can use on the global market. The other companies of InvestView focus in other areas. Like, we have Safe Management, which is a registered investment advisory firm. That firm's licensing is being brought all up to date for full release so that we will be able to handle licensed and managed clients who still require advisory services. We recently acquired United Games, which was very exciting for us because it brings us technology in the mobile space that we'll be able to deploy to multiple uses going forward. So it's an exciting time, even though it's not, you know, very visible to everyone. Not even through the filings, because we have a lot taking place all at once.
We're running out of time today, but I do want to leave you with this question. What would you like my listeners to take away from this interview?
I think that the most important thing for the listeners to hear is, there's more to the story, right, behind the numbers. When you see incredible growth in revenue and billings and first profitable quarter, certainly doesn't mean smooth sailing by any stretch. But what it does mean is that we are meeting demand. We are being creative, redesigning product, marrying technology to constantly improve delivery of services, because people really do want to change their personal financial situation. So I think that we really do have the answer. And it's not, as you said, just for one country. It's for anyone, anywhere. And that by itself is something to look at going forward.
Well, I appreciate you coming on this show today. I always look forward to you coming on and telling us what's going on worldwide and what's going on outside of the United States. You're always welcome to come on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Again, if you're interested in InvestView, it's a diversified financial technology organization. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol INVU. You've been listening to Annette Rayner. Annette, thank you so much for your time. And again, I can't wait till you come back on the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.